tucking on the leg.
No, you're no. Planker. Oh, you're not way. A planker. We've had that discussion before. Put that.
Yeah.
There. Is that better? Like loosen it because you're going to rip it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like lift your bum up.
Right, like that. That's great. That's
no.
fine.
No, no, no. Like lift your bum. Right, okay. Now sit down.
Wow, so I can't move that foot now.
You can. Let go of the foot. You can.
It's okay. I'll keep it down. Hello. Hi. We're Melissa and Liam. Liam and Melissa, whichever way you want to say it.
Melissa and Liam.
Melissa and Liam. And we are in the Feathers and Florence studio, right? And we're here to start our vlog, edit.
Oh, you're calling it video, a vlog?
A vlog. We could call it a vlog.
A Feathers and Feathers Florence and vlog.
The vlog. The vlog.
No, it sounds like flog it.
And the flog, like yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, we could Feathers and Florence edit.
Mm-hmm.
And why are we doing it though? Why are we videoing ourselves on a random day? Why? You, I'm asking. Sorry, it's not. It's,
I thought it was rhetorical.
No, it's not a rhetorical question. Why? Because we want to be on this morning. We want to be the new Holly and Phil, right?
Well.
We do.
Yeah. No, I would say Ruth and Eamon.
No, well,
because if you're Holly, if we're Holly and Phil, then we're not together and you're potentially...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not into me not anymore. Into,
yeah, true that. So, and we don't want to be... who were the people before that? Richard and... What? Who was it? Richard Madeley and...
Judy.
No, because Richard Madeley's on that ITV show now. Anyway, we're getting behind the point, aren't we? But soon, we're going to have Gino preparing... A very nice pasta dish. We've edited that last 10 seconds out. You'll never know what happened there. So we're here, Feathers and Florence edit, and we're going to try and do these one a week, about 15 minutes, put them out on our YouTube channel, of which we've got some videos already on there, you know, really good videos.
I've actually never been on.
Right, brilliant.
I consider myself to, I pass the age of YouTube.
Okay, like yeah.
Never was
YouTube's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're on YouTube already. So, you're watching this on YouTube anyway. And we're going to try and cut it up and put it on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. I don't think YouTube is cool then.
YouTube is cool. There's,
yeah, but
people
now
make loads of money on YouTube.
You're going to hate me.
Yeah, true that. But we're not putting it on YouTube to like make money or anything like that. It purely is just so we can give a bit more background about us in this one beautiful studio that we've got. So... Why do we exist? That's my first question. My first question is, why do we exist? Not as in, why do we exist in the world? As in, what happened about evolution?
Yeah, let's not get too deep.
Why do we exist? Why does Feathers and Florence exist? And that's my first question to you.
Well, actually, it was our first day.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we exist as a couple, but then also as a business.
This is true, yeah. Really, yeah.
Liam is very, very business-minded.
And that's right.
One of the first questions was... If you could have any business in the world, what would it be? And I said it would be in the bridal industry and wedding industry as bridal studio. And yeah, you just promised to make it happen one day.
Which I was quite surprised about why you wanted to be in the bridal industry, I suppose. It's because you know, you're in a profession then, which was quite suit and tie and whatever, and you wanted to be in the bridal industry. So I suppose, why? Well, sounds like an interview. Sorry, I'm not... It's not an interview, is it, this? And our first date wasn't an interview.
Well...
It kind of was, yeah, it was.
I mean...
Clipboard didn't help.
Honestly, I didn't even realise it was a first date. I thought it was a business meeting and you thought it was a first date.
Yes.
And the couple... It was only until the couple next to us said, oh, you two make a lovely couple. And I was like, oh, no, we're on a business... this is a business meeting. And Liam's face was like this. But he did rock up with a satchel, with his laptop, a PowerPoint
presentation, right?
Yeah.
And look where we are. Look where
Have
it got
ever
us.
Have you been on a first date and there's been a PowerPoint presentation? No.
I tell you, I bet there's somebody watching this that that has been on a first date.
Or is he taking notes?
Or he's taking notes going, oh, a PowerPoint presentation. Sounds really good if I want to get married.
I can assure you it wasn't a PowerPoint presentation that got us here.
No, don't follow that lead. Don't do what Liam does.
But, yeah, you asked me about the kind of why I wanted to do it. And actually, it's all about my kind of need and want to empower women.
Yeah.
And what better way to help women feel really confident and beautiful on a wedding day.
Yeah.
But then everything we do is also to support and help fight period poverty, because we actually donate a percentage of our profits to period poverty.
Yeah.
Because it's something that's kind of really close to my heart. I want to make sure that women aren't missing out on opportunities purely because they can't attend something because they can't afford sanitary products.
Because we were quite lucky, weren't we? Sort of, we've told each other stories about growing up and we had all the opportunity in the world. Our parents gave us anything that we wanted within reason to be able to get a good job or go to a good college or... you know, whatever it may be. And, you know, there are people in this world that don't have them opportunities. Mm. And we don't think that's fair.
No, and especially as a woman as well. I just think to have... to take time off work or to take time off school and education or even job interviews or sporting activities purely because there's something that you can't control... and you can't afford the products for because it's ridiculous. So it's something that shouldn't be faced, but it is. And as well, I think it shocks people, and men in particular, how close to home it can be.
And whenever I talk to somebody about it, whether it's in a presentation or you know, you sat around the dinner table, then and you say, well, this is our aim. Our aim is to... eradicate period poverty, there are some people around the table that have gone, what is it? What is period poverty? And that's, it's not a surprise that it's a surprise because it's not talked about enough.
No, it isn't, no.
Mm. Okay, so that's why we exist. I think that's our, that's
well,
our absolute
fault. And then also, actually, not just our first gate. I'm thinking it's Feathers and Florence gate here.
Why, is a big truth going to come out?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's not just our first date. It was actually the proposal.
Yeah,
Because as soon as Liam proposed, we didn't go into wedding mode, like, let's plan a wedding.
Yeah.
We went straight into business mode because I immediately thought, well, if you spent this amount of money on a ring, you're probably more likely to stay now.
I
can trust you with business.
So if you are watching this and you are thinking, you know what, we haven't done any planning for our wedding, you've just got engaged, right, I need to start planning straight away. Believe me, you don't need to, because we are a long way down the track of being engaged and we haven't really planned that much.
No, and we have so nothing. Much pressure.
Yeah, to get it right as well.
Yeah.
A lot of
and,
eyes.
And everybody's kind of keen to find out what our plans are, and I have to fake it. I'm like, oh, well, probably get married sometime in the next 10 years.
Because you hear so many, I know, you hear so many engagement stories, right? From brilliant, brilliant brides that come in, and they've all got a unique engagement story.
Usually a lot more romantic than ours.
I dispute that. I think our engagement story was very romantic.
Yeah, it actually was.
But how does it not compare... Go on, tell everyone about our engagement.
Well, ours is very us, I would say.
Yeah.
Just humorous and nothing went right.
No, it didn't. No. So
but
set
I think
the scene.
That makes it perfect. We were actually in Chester for my dad's 60th birthday.
Yeah.
And also my uncle's 60th birthday. So there was quite a few family members that had all come together. And... on the first evening we got there, we were actually going out for a meal, just us two. And Liam had booked a really, really gorgeous restaurant, Haifa?
Haifa, vegan.
Vegan restaurant.
Haifa or Haipa. Haifa in Chester.
Haipa. Haipa, surely.
Is it Haipa? If you know basically, what it is, let us know.
It's too posh for us to pronounce. Yeah,
Haifa. And it's on like the walls of the... a fort? Chester? You know the walls in Chester?
Yeah.
Right, it's on the walls there.
Mm-hmm.
Vegan restaurant, right?
Yeah, gorgeous. Food was like out of this world, not what we normally kind of experience. And we had the meal.
How many courses?
Too many. I was so bloated, honestly. I could not walk after it. But it was good.
It was good.
And Liam was really, really quiet. Really grumpy. The first time I'd actually seen him quite grumpy to this extent. And afterwards, you took us round the
walls. We walked
round
the walls, yeah.
And we got to the cathedral and the gates were shut because it was about 8-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
In the evening, and the gates were shut, and he was like, "Oh, I want to show you the grounds of the cathedral," but the gates were shut. He said, "Do you think we can climb over them?" And I was like, "No, I've had a lot of wine. There's police across the road. Absolutely not." And then whilst Liam was like looking for an inn into the garden, the cathedral garden, I saw this man with a huge rucksack, kind of like peering over from around a tree, and I thought, what's that homeless guy doing? He's stalking us. I think he's going to rob us soon. So I was just so confused as to why this homeless man was probably going to attack us. And you were getting angry about the gates being shut.
Why aren't the gates open?
Yeah, police looking at us.
It was getting dark.
Yeah. And then the next thing, I just turned around and you just went, "Can I ask you a question? I've got a question to ask." No,
I think we've missed something. No, because you did say, "Well, why are you worrying about it? Let's just come back tomorrow."
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, "No, we can't come back tomorrow."
I was like, "Chill."
But and then I kind of waved, but went like that to the guy in the back with the backpack, like that.
Yeah, so I always now waving to the homeless man, does he know him?
I was like, "No, we've got to get in.
Yeah.
And then you turned around, I don't know, to look at something. And then, sorry, carry on. You were telling the story.
Honestly, the next bit, I don't even remember properly.
And then I just got the ring out of my pocket. I had a different denim jacket on like this. And I was fidgeting with it. And I got the ring out and said, "I've got a question to ask you." Got on one knee.
See, I don't even remember you getting on one knee. Yeah. That's the thing. It all goes so quickly. And you're just so confused.
So it was outside the gates of Chester Cathedral and right opposite a kebab shop. Right opposite a kebab shop, which is the story that I tell. Where did you get engaged? Oh, outside a kebab shop in Chester.
Because we didn't quite get into the cathedral.
Yeah.
So the homeless man turned out to be a photographer that you planned. Really, really lovely guy. I'm sorry
Phil.
That I thought he was homeless. He's not a scruffy looking person.
Lovely guy, Phil.
But when you've had a lot of wine and there's a guy creeping from behind a tree... Instant homeless guy with a massive rucksack as well. He looked like he had a sleeping bag on his shoulder.
A very well-trimmed beard, though, when you're up close.
Yeah, but obviously the drunkenness was taking over. And so he was the photographer, and you'd propose, and he said, "Oh, the gates are open there."
And just further down, we didn't even look. There was a gate open. You could just walk in the grounds. I was like, "Oh, damn it."
So, yeah, it didn't go to probably how you'd want it but...
We got some good photos. Well, yeah. I think they're good photos. We had to reenact the proposal.
We did for the photos. I mean, I wouldn't have wanted it any other way, though, because it's funny. And I feel like that's us. Like, we don't live an aesthetically pleasing life.
No. We just, I think, quite a nice us life, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
So if it had been perfect, it just wouldn't have suited us.
I would love to know more engagement stories,
mm-hmm.
right, from brides. So you may be watching this, you may go, "Oh, actually, do you know what? I've got a funny engagement story." Because they're all nice, aren't they? All engagement stories are nice and beautiful. I'd love to know more. Love that sort of stuff.
Funny or really romantic.
Or really romantic, yeah.
Or something really obscure and quirky. Or even just at home, tell us.
Yeah, I know people have done it in a hot air balloon, right? They've gone up. Hot air balloon and proposed. I'm like, wow. Was that?
Oh, I mean, what if you say no?
I know. You've got a long way down. So that's our engagement story. And I think we're coming to the end of episode one. Is it episode one? Yeah, episode.
Are we going with episode?
Of the Feathers and Florence edit. And what have we got coming up in the next episode?
Well, next episode, I think we will let you know what we've got coming up for January, because yes. we've got a really busy month and we're really excited for it. So we've got some changes and some exciting news to share with
new,
you.
New, yeah, very exciting news. Mm-hmm. So
we'll let you into more about that in the next one.
And over to Alison, who's going to tell us about...
The competition.
You can get dialing.
Wait, shall I do my best Brummie accent?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Sorry if I offend anyone.
Yeah.
I can only actually do a Welsh accent.
We'll come on to that in another episode. So do you want me to lead you in? Dudley.
No, that's not helping. Another word.
Birmingham. Sounds Scouse.
Oh, I can't do it. You do an Alison Hammond.
I can't do it. I don't know.
Tell us from about Birmingham. The car. So we're going to win a car.
It's going to be a car. $35,000 cash.
Holiday to Orlando.
Yep. Text holiday to...
3669.
Right now. Bye, everybody.